Hello everyone, welcome to the Week 9 Staff Podcast. In the past week there's been a lot of preparation go into closing down Semester 1, and I appreciate everybody's work. Governing Council met on Wednesday night as well. That was a long meeting where we had to ratify an interim budget that we hadn't been able to clear due to not being able to meet due to the pandemic. So thank you for all of the work that went into that budget, and we've now got that up and running. I also spent some time updating Governing Council members around the redevelopment and some of the frustrations that we've been having in the process, but I was happy to let them know that the project continues in an early works program, and that includes the decanting of classrooms in preparation for plans to start the build in the next 3 months. Also want to acknowledge all of the work that went into the preparation and running of the Year 12 drama production. I was lucky enough to be able to get a seat to watch that live, and I know there are a range of families and staff that also watched it online live, and it's obviously been recorded for people to have a look at in the coming weeks as well. Congratulations, Helen, and all of your team, along with the students, for that evening. It was really good fun. Heading into the new week, I want to acknowledge that there is a change of semester and a new timetable for a range of staff and students, and the assessment and reporting window is open for Semester 1, and that is obviously a grade-based system, encouraging teachers to get on and make sure that they meet their timeline commitments so that the process can continue on and we can release those reports electronically by the end of the term. There are a range of staffing changes, particularly around timetables, and some people increasing and decreasing time, and there's been a significant process of reallocating ancillary in-class support staff. And again, thank you to everybody that's been involved in making that happen. Just flagging a couple of things in the future. We have let Governing Council know that there is a student free day plan for the last day of this term. That is has been put in place because we didn't run the student free day the first day of the term. The topic of the student free day will be SACE improvement, and Clive and Leslie have been working hard and putting a program together, and there will be more details come out around that in the coming week. There's also a planned student free day on the first day of term three, and the topic will be around plans for presentations by Dana Group teachers, and we'll run you through a process around creating some smarter goals, having considered student data, information that Dana Group teachers have collected from home, and all of the continuous reporting comments that class teachers have submitted into sector during the first half of the year. I'm looking forward to that new process that we haven't done before, and really moving forward, concentrating on the site improvement plan, and in particular writing improvement both middle school and also senior school. There's also going to be continuing work going around the project for year 7 to high school from January 2022. That process is far more in depth than just having facilities update, and I want to thank the team that have put their hand up to be part of that. At this point they are a group of leaders, but we will be encouraging other staff to come on board during the next 18 months for small periods to help us out, so that we are very well planned for those students to come. And we are expecting a little bit over 300 new students on site from January 2022, so that's obviously the Year 7s and the Year 8s. There will be some attendance information posted in the staff teams page for each Dana group teacher to have a look at. That will be done in the coming days, and sub-school leaders plan to meet with Dana group teachers on Thursday to run through a process of self-managing the absences and attendances of Dana students. That process is a reasonably simple thing, and we'll be increasing Dana group teacher permissions so that they can manage that process themselves rather than running it through sub-school ancillary staff. More information to come on Thursday, but I know Leslie and Amy have been preparing for that short session from Thursday over the last couple of weeks. The decanting of classrooms begins this week. MOSOPs have organised demolition to occur. Obviously, that entire area is now fenced and is the property of MOSOP. I just want to encourage everybody to stay clear of that area, and under no circumstances are staff able to go into that compounded area unless they're with the site manager, Kim Riddle. If there are any issues, can you please float them past me prior to contacting Kim, and I meet with him every second day just for an update around the project, but it should be a reasonably simple process. Kim wanted to let me know, Kim let me know on Friday that I needed to assure all staff and students that at no time will there be any asbestos removal during term time. All of that will be done during the school holidays during a full site closure. Any demolition that happens over the coming weeks will be of buildings that are asbestos free. The other thing that Kim did let me know is the restrictions on the staff car park will remain the same over the next 3 months. The project will need to take more of the staff car park, but that will not happen over the next 3 to 4 months. We'll wait until much closer to the end of the year before the remaining part of the staff car park is taken, so we have those car parks in the short to medium term. And to finish off, Kittle let me know that towels are responsible for dry skin. Have a lovely week, everybody.